Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And were you blown away?
Holy cow, I was.
Uh-huh. Nice job of working that into the very first sentence.
That's right.
The theme.
The theme. Holy cow.
Uh-huh. Yes. Which, is that something that Batman used to say, holy cow? Maybe Robin?
I don't know, maybe. I heard it because when I was growing up, my parents were a mixed marriage because my mother was a great St. Louis Cardinals fan and my dad loved the Chicago Cubs. And so when I was a little girl, Harry Carey was the voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, and we would listen to him every night. And whenever they do something good, he'd go, holy cow. And then they got rid of him, but the Cubs picked him up. So then he became the voice of the Chicago Cubs. And he'd say, holy cow, whenever the Cubs would do something good. So That's where I got to know the phrase.
It is an interesting expression. Hopefully it's not offensive to any religious groups.
I wonder what the origin story of that is. Yes.
Well, I'm thinking that has to do with certain folks who don't believe in eating cows.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But be interesting to find out. But no, I enjoyed this puzzle. It was so fun. And just a very, very clever theme.
Yes. You want to then sort of elaborate on that?
Oh, well, I will try. The theme actually kind of caught me by surprise. But there were, three different places in the puzzle where there were two circled squares. And there was a regular square between them. And so I couldn't quite figure out what was going on with them, but I discovered with the second themed clue that had the two circled squares that you didn't put anything in them. And that was 21 across, longtime judge on Britain's Got Talent and America's Got Talent. Well, I knew that was Simon Cowell. But there were too many squares for that. But you could get the name in if you left the two circled squares blank. So that's what I did. And it was the same thing with the first one, 14 across, dirty look. Well, the answer was scowl, but there were, seven squares. And, of course, scowl is only five letters. But if you left the two circled squares blank, you could get the word scowl in there, kind of spread across. And the third one was 46 across, city in the Pacific Northwest with a Russian-sounding name. And the answer to that was Moscow, Idaho. So anyway, I couldn't quite figure out what was going on, but I just, kind of skipped those squares and then filled them in. Well, if you went to the down clues where those circled squares were, there was the need for the word whole in that circled square, like a rebus. For example, four down, the second square was a circled square, and the clue was one, two, three, etc. Well, the answer was whole numbers. But you didn't have enough squares for whole numbers, but you could put the W and then you could write like whole in the circled square. And then you had enough squares for numbers afterwards. So the across clues, you just left them blank, but the down clues, you would have to kind of insert H-O-L-E in that circled square. Another one was seven down. Low-tech security measures on some doors. And there were only, seven squares, but the second to the last one was circled, and it turned out to be peep holes. So you had P-E-E-P, and then holes in the circled square, and then an S. So anyway, the revealer clue, as we have alluded to, was 61 across, wow, or a phonetic hint to this puzzle's theme. And the answer to that was holy cow. And if you went back and you looked at the across clues, you would see that the word cow was in each one of them, separated by two circled squares. So like 14 across, the answer was scowl. So you had SC, then a circle, then an O, then a circle, then a W. So there was the cow.
The holes.
The holy cow, and the L at the end. So, so you know, the same way with Moscow, Idaho, the C-O-W of Moscow was separated by the two circled squares. And Simon Cowell, the, you know, first part of his last name, C circled square, O circled square, W. So that's where you got the holy cow, because
there were holes in the cow.
There were holes in the word cow, but those holes, if you looked at the down clues, were actually holes. So, and I actually filled them in as rebuses. Mm-hmm. I actually put H-O-L-E in each of them. And it solved. So I guess you could have left them blank, or you could have filled in whole. But that was the theme. Very cute.
Right. I left them blank. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure what to do about them. And I thought, because, you know, I got to whole numbers. And I thought, that circle needs to be a rebus, H-O-L-E.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But then I was reading across, and I've got S-C. I figured it was scowl because the last two letters were W-L.
Right.
But then it was just H-O-L-E. It's like, holul?
Yes.
You know, and so I'm like, I'll just leave that out.
Uh-huh.
And then I was working somewhere in here, got the last letter, and it filled in.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, what was amazing was the fact that this is the first crossword I can remember where you did not need to put something in every square.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, and so, I mean, normally, I've coded a little app, Crossword Replay, in the App Store now, highly recommended. In that, you know, the way to test to see if you'd won, the first test was, are all the squares filled in?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm sure that's how at some point their algorithm worked, but they must have had to have changed it for this. And anyways, I was highly impressed with that aspect of it.
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, I guess you got the happy music whether you put nothing in it or if you put a hole in it.
Right, so. And I put nothing in it. So technically speaking, I did less work than you on this crossword.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought it was really, really clever. And, you know, we talked about whole numbers, but they had 9 down. The answer was cornhole.
Right.
7 down was peephole. 44 down was not retail. It was wholesale. And then 47 down was sinks the putt, and that was holes out.
Yes.
So they had a lot of, you know, interesting whole words or whole phrases that went down.
That was the one, holes out, that just seemed wrong to me. If you sink the putt, it seems to me that it doesn't, you know, to me, the phrase holes out sounds like it headed towards the hole, sort of circled around the rim and came out.
Oh.
You know?
I think it means you finished it up. You hold it up. You hold out.
Hmm. Okay. Well. Not being a golfer, obviously.
No, well, me either, but it made sense to me in that.
Okay.
From that perspective.
I just had this vision of a golf ball leaping out of the hole somehow. Oh. We're not quite getting in.
Mm-hmm.
There were some other, of course, as always, interesting clues. 60 across, big name in sports betting was FanDuel.
FanDuel.
I take it you're familiar with FanDuel?
No, I was not.
Oh, okay.
But I just figured it out from the crosses.
Well, apparently they're a big name in a sport that I do not, or in an activity that I do not participate in.
Yes, me either. 42 down kind of threw me. What was that? Like this clue. It was echoey.
Yes.
Spelled E-C-H-O-E-Y. Echoey.
I think it works, you know, it looks more correct with that second E. Otherwise, it would have been like ecoy.
Or echoy.
Sounds like, you know, some sort of an electronic food. Yeah, pass the echoy. I don't know.
But, yeah, I guess I've just never seen that word before. Echoey.
I think, I don't know. I think I've heard it. It sounded right to me. One name that I definitely didn't know was 45 Across, and that was jazz singer Carmen, and it was Carmen McRae.
Carmen McRae, yes.
Okay, I can tell right away that you are familiar with Carmen McRae.
I am familiar with Carmen McRae.
I was listening to some of her music, and it was really pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So once again, I thank the New York Times editor, now Joel Fagliano, for pointing me in the direction of Carmen McRae. Actually, I guess I should be thanking the author of this crossword. That would be Han Hyun.
Yes.
Let's see. 33 Across was Ford's discontinued in 1959 Edsel's.
Yes.
That was pretty much a gimme.
Oh, yeah. It had to be Edsel's.
Right.
Back then.
I think they should bring it back. I really do think that, you know, it would be amusing at this point if it's like, it's back, the Edsel.
But, maybe if it was electric, it could be the electric Edsel.
Or it could be the E-Diesels. No, that sounds even worse from a pollution standpoint. Mm-hmm.
Edsel's crossed with 24 down. Spider-Man's, well, I lost it here. Spider-Man's adversary played by Jamie Foxx. That was Electro.
Yeah, you know, somehow, I the only thing I could think of was Doc Ock.
Oh, yes, but that
did not
that
fit.
That wasn't played by Jamie Foxx.
Well, I don't even know who Jamie Foxx is.
Oh, he's an actor.
Okay, but well, that certainly narrows it down.
Yeah, but I don't know what Spider-Man movie that was.
Well, there have been quite a few of them now.
Well, there have, but I thought I had seen all of them, but I haven't seen one with him in it. Electro.
Whoa.
But yeah, no, Jamie Foxx, he won an Oscar for playing Ray Charles in the movie Ray.
I was hoping he'd won one for playing Electro.
No, I don't think so.
You know, maybe he was wearing so much makeup and costuming that you didn't recognize him.
No, I don't remember that villain. You know, I remember that, you know, I remember other Spider-Man villains, but I don't remember Electro.
Well, I can remember a villain Magneto, but that was...
That was in...
X-Men.
X-Men, right. Yes.
I wonder if Electro and Magneto ever got together. And what was that clue that we had the other day? Not the electron, the Negato?
Oh, Negatron.
The Negatron, yes.
Yes.
I think they should have the Negatron, Electro, and... Magneto, all in one movie. A shocking movie. It will change your life. But maybe that probably the people who make these sort of decisions don't make decisions on the basis of funny sounding titles. 27 down was Prodigy. You know, I was thinking, it's going to be genius. It was six letters long. Turned out to be Phenom.
Phenom.
Depending on where you're from, I suppose. Let's see here. What else? We were just talking about 30 Across yesterday. Plant with lance-shaped leaves was aloe.
That's right.
So
here
aloe,
it is again.
Yeah. Aloe. I'd like to say aloe, aloe.
It's aloe.
Well, I know, but for purposes of this joke, it's got to be hello, hello. Mm-hmm.
31 across, surrounded, was hedged in. That took me a bit.
Hedged in. To me, hedged in sounds more, it's not just that you're surrounded, you're sort of being squeezed, you know? It didn't sound quite right, but I'm sure the editors know what they're doing.
I think so.
So, all right. Well, I think that is it for this crossword.
Okay.
We do, though, have a little bit of listener mail.
Oh, okay.
And this is from Izzy, Triplet Tuesday, etc. Mike, great job. I was with you until clue three, but you beat me to both the answer and the pause button.
Oh.
So, well, thanks, Izzy. And then he goes on to write, Gene and Mike, can we all agree that abysm on a Wednesday was an abysmal answer? I'm not trying to make your format a wordplay-like grumpfest. Can't happen. We're too happy to be like wordplay on a bad day. And I guess my limited math knowledge, because I thought Maximus sounded perfectly fine here. It wasn't.
No.
And assumed Lim, L-I-M-N, was where I was off. It wasn't.
Anyway, I thought that too, though, Izzy. I thought Lim, I'm like, what, Lim? I thought, oh, there's some mistake here, but I couldn't figure out what it was.
Right, but yeah. We did decide it had shown up in the grid. Admittedly, it's been 2 years.
Yes.
So, or something like
yeah,
that.
It didn't look right to me either.
Mm-hmm. Well, just remember, if it's L-I-M-N, it's probably a word.
Okay.
And he carries on. Anyway, that's all. Thanks for keeping the shows coming and hearing my vent out. Israel, you are certainly welcome. Feel free to vent anytime. We'll remove any profanity before it goes through the to the podcast device that you listen to this on. So, again, thanks for that.
Yes.
And for anyone else who wants to do the same, drop us a line. Please do. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. That is it for today. Friday's crossword is going to be out soon. We plan to defeat it rather than have it defeat us, but we'll find out for sure what's going to happen, and we'll keep you in a little bit of suspense. We have no idea. Until tomorrow, and we hope to see you then.
Bye-bye.